We want to begin a period of formal practice by finding a comfortable position. That could be seated in a chair or lying on the floor, on a meditation cushion, or even standing up. Whatever position you find comfortable, we want to start by grounding our body. So begin by getting a sense of your feet on the floor, feeling your seat in the chair, your hands on your thighs or folded in your lap. Your back is straight if that's possible, erect but not rigid. Or if that is painful, feel free to have your back supported by a chair or a wall or a floor. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose at a normal pace. And then closing your eyes if that's comfortable for you. Or you may want to try keeping them gently open on the ground in front of you, several feet in a position known as soft eyes. So we're going to begin by finding our breath, locating where in the body we feel it the strongest. And that's often one of two places, either in the belly as it rises and falls, or in the air as it goes into and out of the nostrils. Or you may have some other location where you feel the breath. So placing your attention on the breath, holding it there gently, noticing the rise of the belly on the inhale and the collapse on the exhale. And if it helps to keep your attention, you might try saying in quietly to yourself on the in-breath and out on the exhale. Following the flow of the breath as if you're watching waves come into and go out again on the shore. Noticing not only the rise of the belly, but the pause at the top of the in-breath and the corresponding pause at the end of the exhale. Eventually, despite our best attempts to maintain our attention on a single location, the attention will wander off, usually to somewhere in the stream of thought, or if it's distracted by our tinnitus, invariably followed by a thought about our tinnitus. When that happens, we just want to use the practice of noting and notice where the attention has gone to, what the specific distraction is, and if possible, naming it. This is an anxious thought, planning thought, a work-related thought, whatever thought it is qualified as. And it's not necessary you do this. You just notice the attention has wandered and notice the specific thought. In any case, what's important is that we notice it and then bring our attention back to the breath. So we're going to sit like this for a few minutes, just working with the practice of placing the attention on the breath, noticing when it wanders off, noting where it's gone to, and then bringing the attention back to the breath. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. The attention wanders off. We notice where it's gone to, and we bring the attention back to the breath. Now you could devote an entire session simply to following the breath and bringing the attention back when it wanders off. We're going to expand the range of working with our attention and taking the attention off of the specific focus on the breath. We're going to expand the scope of our attention to cover the entire body from our heads to our toes, sensing the body as a whole breathing, as if the air were going into the pores and coming back out again. Sensing the body as a whole. In the same way, our attention will be diverted from its focus on the body, and when that happens, we note and bring the attention back to the body. And now, if you're ready, taking the attention and narrowing the focus down to the feet, as if your attention were a spotlight that could be directed on the feet, noticing, sensing the feet on the floor, if they are flat against the floor, at angles, or if you're lying down and your heels are just against the floor. Just noticing where the feet are, and also if there's any sensations in the feet, a tingling or warmth, a numbness, or perhaps you're not feeling anything at all in the feet, and that's fine as well. And bringing the attention up the legs, sensing the lower legs, the shin and the calf muscle, and the knee, noticing if there is any sensation of fabric against the lower leg or the knee, feeling the upper legs, the thighs and the hamstring, noticing where the seat is on the chair or the floor. Trying to gain a sense of your balance on the seat and feeling if in the legs there's any sensations, any soreness or tingling, pains, sensations, just noticing what's ever in the legs and taking the attention up the body. Noticing the back, the lower back, and if there's any soreness here, just observing it, and if it's helpful, trying to breathe into it and relax. Bringing the attention up to the upper back, noticing any pain or tightness in the shoulders or neck. Noticing if your posture has shifted and rebalancing yourself if that's necessary. and taking the attention down the arms separately as if the spotlight were splitting into two, and feeling the hands where they are touching the body or hanging free. Just noticing the fingers, any sensations in any of the fingers, noticing if there's a sense of the temperature of the room, humidity on the palms, the back of the hands, the wrists, forearms, elbows, the top of the arms, back up to the neck and shoulders, the face, scanning the face from the chin and the cheeks, the inside of the mouth, the back of the eyes, the forehead, the hair, the top of the head, and breathing. Feeling again the body as a whole. Then we're going to take our attention off of the body and noticing if there are any sounds in the vicinity, including our tinnitus. Just briefly touching on them, and if that's too triggering, just bringing the attention back to the breath. But if you can, just scanning the horizons for whatever sounds are there, as well as noticing the difference between placing your attention on the sound of tinnitus and any other sounds in your environment. Just paying attention to sound. Again, if that's too painful, coming back to the breath. And taking the attention off of sounds and try focusing now on thought. Imagining thoughts as if your thoughts were on a river and you're not on the river with them, but seated on the side of the river watching the thoughts. See if you can notice the thoughts. Imagine that you're just around the bend from the river and the thoughts are coming around, and you can just sit and observe them as they come, noticing them, but you're not with them. We'll see what it's like to sit and watch thoughts roll by like they were leaves on a river or clouds on the sky. Just thinking. Although we often return to the breath when we notice we're thinking, there is a time to examine thoughts, watch them, notice, but not get caught up in them. Thoughts are just thoughts. They may not even be true. And we need some distance from them in order to judge them correctly. And so we sit and watch them. There is all the difference in the world between being inside a thought and noticing that we are having a thought. So for now, we just observe our thoughts. And now, if you're ready, taking attention off of the thought and really taking attention off of any particular place and just letting the attention wander where it will. It may go to a thought, it may go to a sound, may focus on the breath, that may focus on the body. And we're not attached to any particular object at this point. We're just letting the attention go wherever it will. Just observing. And when you're ready, bringing the attention back to the breath, where you are feeling it strongest in the body, resting your attention there, breathing in, know that you're breathing in, breathing out, that you're breathing out. The attention wanders off. We notice where it's gone, and we bring the attention back to the breath. Noticing not only the rise of the belly on the inhale and the pause at the top of the inhale, the deflation on the exhale and the pause at the end of the exhale. And just following the cycle of breath wherever you're feeling it. When you're ready, opening your eyes and reconnecting with the room. So the purpose of this practice is to do more work with our attention. So we're using the same two skills of concentration and observation / noting. So as we concentrate, we're having different focuses of concentration. First the breath, then the body, then the sound, then thought, and finally letting the attention wander wherever it will in a phenomenon we call choiceless awareness. So that part is working with the concentration, and then all the time in the background, we're always working with the faculty of noting, observing our thoughts, observing where we go, naming a thought, and bringing the attention back to the breath or wherever your anchor is. And you can use this practice as many times as you want. You can also just do it on your own, and ideally you are doing some of this as an unguided practice. So good luck and keep practicing.